Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
Brian Porthen for Matt Spiegel today. With three games left in baseball's regular season, Aaron Judge sat on 60 home runs going in to Tuesday. He didn't make American League history in game one of yesterday's doubleheader in Texas, but he didn't waste any time in game two of the Twin Bill.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run, the most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
So with less than 24 hours left in the regular season, number 99 hit number 62 to left field there in Texas. Jesus Tinoco will be the answer to a trivia question for years to come, as he was the Rangers pitcher that Judge teed off on there at the start of game two of that doubleheader. And Aaron Judge is now the American League home run king. Think of the pressure Judge has faced all season long in the Bronx. It's a contract year, first off. He's been carrying the Yankees offense on his shoulders the entire season. And then you have a month-long countdown to 62 as he sat on 60 and 61, much longer than anticipated. So you got to wonder, is the pressure off Judge for the playoffs? Will he be able to relax and carry the Yankees to their first World Series appearance in 13 years? Speaks and I have our postseason preview episode tomorrow. Be sure to check it out. It is BTS Daily Inside the Hits. And when it comes to beat the streak, there is no drama left like there was with Judge and whether or not he would hit number 62. No one's going to reach 57 on beat the streak this year and the $5.6 million. No one is going to reach 45 and Kiyoshi Lotus, 26, who is the sole winner of the top streaker prize of $10,000. And by the way, Kiyoshi Lotus, 26, joined yesterday's episode as we officially crowned him the 2022 beat the streak champ and soon to be owner of the 10 G's. Our special guest on today's episode is the man upstairs. You've heard us talking about him all season long. It's Greg Klaiman, the inventor of Beat the Streak 22 years ago.
All right, we are now with Greg Klaiman, who we have lovingly called the man upstairs, like Will Ferrell revealed at the end of the Lego movie. Greg, you have loomed over our entire season. Thank you for inventing the game, which we have enjoyed dissecting every day of the season.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that you guys have dissected it every day, and I'm glad I'm still looked at this way after 22 years. So I appreciate it.
Oh my God, yes, sir. Did you play this year? Do you play still?
I do. I mean, obviously, I can't win. That's always been a bit of a bummer. you know, I play. I will say, without revealing too much, I'm pretty bad at the game, which is really embarrassing to say. I think, you know, in my whole career, I think I've passed 16 only once. And that was with the use of our mulligan feature years back. And I got up to 29 with it. But yeah, for the most part, reaching double digits is not a common occurrence these days. Whereas, yeah, and granted, I think years ago, I had a little bit of a system that worked well. And these days, it's just a bit of a crapshoot, and it never works out for me.
Well, see, that's fascinating, because that's obviously true for me and for Ryan Porth, our producer, as we've been playing all year. And every once in a while, we have screamed, "We are invaluable," when our advice just, you know, goes belly up. I've had so much fun dissecting the strategy. We shared some of your previous tips, the leadoff hitter on the road, stuff like that. So it's interesting. Do you think anything has emerged as more important as time goes on, how to do this or how not to do this?
You know, I mean, I always go with what you just said as being number one. You know, number two, you know, for me, it's, you know, trying to find guys that just aren't going to walk a lot. And I know I've said that, I probably said that in the past as well, but, you know, it's trying to get five at bats, right? Not just five plate appearances, but five at bats. But to me, you know, it's the batter and the pitcher combination, right? Are you facing a pitcher, you know, who doesn't walk too many folks, a batter who's not going to draw 120 walks a season? And then also part of it, just, you know, is that a pitcher who, you know, what I like in my track record's terrible. But you know, in my experience, you know, again, you know, not facing a dominant pitcher, trying to face a guy that's in a bit of a slide, you know, from the hitter side, you know, not too much of a correlation of a guy having a long hitting streak or not. You know, I don't like picking a guy that's in a big slump right now, but the difference of a guy who's been going, you know, who's hit 250 the last 2 weeks or 330 the last 2 weeks doesn't seem to matter too much. So again, five at bats, weaker pitcher, you know, I say weaker pitcher who doesn't walk a lot of guys. Again, there aren't so many guys that maybe fit that criteria. And then also, and I know, I think you guys may believe in this, but you know, there's always the thought of the batter pitcher matchup. And again, I like historical records. All the guys here will tell me that, no, you can't look at it unless there's been at least 50 at bats in the last 5 years. And even then, you know, batter pitcher stats are, but you know, I like that stuff. Again, if a guy's gone, you know, if a guy's 7 for 12 off a guy the last year, so yeah, that's something that stands out to me. So all out of bad advice, because obviously this doesn't work for me. But I'll admit, in recent years, you know, I don't say I get lazy, but I tend to go with the recommended picks, sort of what's being laid out there. And then only when I get above, you know, 10, the few times it happens, do I really start to dissect a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, and there's just so much, it can be overwhelming. But you touched on the small sample size matchups. Having been around and in clubhouses for, you know, 20, 30 years at this point in my life, the confidence and the belief in a hitter that they own somebody cannot be overstated. So when we see that Jock Peterson has Adrian Hauser, you know, that he's like 6'4", 11 a lifetime. Or when I see, like yesterday, I picked David Fletcher, who's 11 for 20 against Cole Irvin and happens to be a contact bat. But in a small sample dominance like that, that's a play for me now every time. I believe that more at the end of this year than I did at the beginning.
Yeah. And listen, and it's obviously trickier nowadays, where with starters, you know, not going as deep into games,
right?
You know, you're not just looking at the starter, right? You're looking at every batter probably facing a reliever twice and probably two different relievers. And it's tricky because, again, a lot of bullpens have so many names, either that, you know, the average fan isn't overly familiar with. You have all these powerful arms coming up all the time. You know, as well as, again, you may have no sample size of data at all, right? You may have a, you know, 0-1, you know, career at bat against somebody. So it's hard, you know, again, when this game was invented, you know, what, you know, 22 years back, you know, there were, you know, it wasn't quite, you know, 1950 or 1910 where guys were pitching complete games all the time, but at the same time, you had a better feel for how a game may play out, where it's definitely just, it's a lot trickier these days.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And that dovetails obviously with the difficulty in offense in the game itself, in baseball itself. I can't tell you how many times I felt like BTS was a corollary to the things that ail Major League Baseball along the way. There was a moment this year when we just lost it because a dude was streaking really high and really hot. And he continued it with Tyler Naquin, Tyler freaking Naquin. Mm-hmm. Like the willingness to take a lesser known name with a good sample, as opposed to in a big moment, as your streak is climbing, going with a bona fide, that takes some stones, doesn't it? It's difficult to wrap my head around.
Sometimes. You know, you just gave me an idea, actually. I kind of like the, you know, should there be some sort of bonus or extra mulligan or something. If you, let's say you pick a player who's not in the top, whatever it might be, you know, recommended or batting average or such the hit rate leaders, whatever you want to look at. I don't know. That's an interesting take actually, right? Like if you want to go with a guy who's not an obvious pick, you know, should there be some sort of benefit to you?
Yeah.
I think it just gave me a good idea there.
Well, you know, you've had a lot of good ideas. Like, so some of the stuff that I've heard about that's gone right now, like Bizarro beat the streak, I've heard about, or like get your streak in one day. Like you could make 57 picks in a day. Like some of these things used to exist, right? They sound kind of amazing.
Yeah. If you had said in some of our meetings, you know, go 10 or 15 years back, I mean, we threw everything at the wall, right? And we tried other forms of beat the streak too. And honestly, most of them did not do that well. You know, from home run beat the streak to save streak to win streak, we tried a lot of things. And in the end, you know, regular beat the streak always worked well. And then part of the issue we had years ago, before we introduced the, you know, the double down feature, you know, a decade or so back, was that once you hit like August 1st, right, before double downs, and then September, roughly September 1st with double downs, you couldn't win anymore if you went back to zero, right?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of people, you know, it was just kind of disappointing. You play 4 months, your streak ends August 2nd, let's just say, and now it's like, well, I can't win now. Right. So that's when we came up with the beat the streak in a day concept. And when we first launched that, you know, we realized, I think actually even before it went public, I think we had it on beta. We're like, okay, wait, like who the heck is going to actually, take the time to pick 57 batters. Right. That's asking a lot, right? I mean, you know, people have, you know, less and less patience every day to do anything, right? With the amount of stuff you can do on your phone. So we simplified it, you know, talked to our folks in legal to make sure that it was still a skill-based contest, right? Of like, can you automatically generate picks, you know, based off of several parameters, you know, certain things that you like, which is how we then designed the game. And that was a feature actually that did pretty well for us. So I wouldn't say it's gone forever. I mean, part of it is that we have been, as you probably know, you know, the app's been rebuilt, and there will be, you know, new iterations and new features coming out over the next 2 years. So while I can't promise it, I wouldn't say that feature is, you know, gone forever. And yeah, Bizarro beat the streak was the go at least 0 for 27, right? By picking 9 guys at a minimum. I can't exactly the moment we came up with it, but that was a fun one that I would love to see return at some point too. Cause you could argue that's, you know, that's pretty challenging, right? You're basically, you know, pitching a no hitter against yourself, you know, in a given night, and you got to make sure, you know, you can't pick players that are only going to go 0 for 1 or, man, you know, you had to have the 27 at bats. It wasn't even, I don't think it was the plate. Maybe it was play. No, I think it was at bats, right? Cause you had to get 27 outs. It wasn't just plate appearance. So that was tricky as well too. But putting in those mini games, smaller versions of things. If you have any ideas, please, because I ran out of them a long time ago when it comes to beat the streak. But yeah, well, any different twists, I'd love to hear it.
I think that me and Ryan could go 0 for 27 on the regular. I think we've shown the ability to really get that done. I emailed you once about gameplay during the year. I think it was when the Manny Calamity, as we called it, when Machado hurt himself in his first at bat and was done, and it took down, I think it was 8 of the top 10 streakers. And it was, oh my God, just earth shattering. But then you told me, you reminded me of some other time. It was a Derek Jeter story. Could you refresh me?
There are two stories. Okay. There was the famous, and I gotta say, the streaks were both in the upper, they were above 45, right? Where our leader was this year.
Yeah.
One was at 49. One was maybe at 49 or 50. The Jeter one was a simple. He didn't start and then decided to pinch hit like in the eighth inning and got one at bat like for the person to pick. That was a bummer. The other one though was basically similar to Machado. Was the DJ LeMahieu, who's famous for taking down I think like two of our top seven streakers ever. LeMahieu dove for a ground ball up the middle early in a game after he was 0-for-1 at the time, had one at bat, dove for a ground ball, hurt something, wasn't a major injury. But came out of the game, and that was it. And that brought down our top streaker as well as, I don't think it was 8 of the top 10 or whatever you just said, but it was pretty close. Right. But yeah, Machado was pretty nuts to take down that many people in one sort of fluky moment.
Do you think anyone's ever going to do this? You think anybody's ever going to break it? I mean, you've obviously run the numbers, but in your gut, do you feel like you've created the unsolvable?
You know, I don't. I was really sure. When we first launched the game, we had a guy who worked for us. His name was Mark Bazone. Really, really smart, sharp guy. Business mind, numbers guy, and he ran some sort of algorithm, Excel spreadsheet formula. Again, this is late. I guess this is early 2001. And he told us the odds were like 250 to what? Whatever. If we had 250 people play, he's like, someone will win the first year. Wow. I was like, I don't think so. And we calculated the odds at the time. I took a stat basically that I called hit rate, right? Which is, percent of games that a guy gets a hit in, took the top 10 hitters from the 2000 season. I think Darren Erstad actually was like the top hit rate guy. He had like all those hits in that one season in 2000. And it came out to like, I think the number came out to the top 10 guys got a hit combined 77.8% of the time. We took that number, put it out to the 57th power, and came out with the odds of being somewhere between 2 to 4 million to 1. We'd adjusted that. We'd adjusted that number through the years based on just trends in MLB. But yeah, I'm like, okay, 2 million to 1. It should happen at some point. Again, getting enough people. We've had 112 people ever get to 40 or above, I believe is the number, which I kind of like, because 112 is 2 times 56. So there's something nice about that. 112 people. And then, once people got into the 50s, there was sort of that wall of 49 that existed for a while, right up until 2017. And once 50 was cracked, it's like, okay, it's got to happen, right? At this point, it's bound to happen. Enough people having played the game, through the years, over, I forget what the number is now, but over 100 million streaks ridiculously high numbers of attack. It's got to happen. So again, I still think it will happen. As I said before, we never really figured out what we do when it actually happens. So we probably should figure that out at some point. Do we relaunch the game? Obviously our insurance premium would probably be a little bit different if someone were to win. what's then, if the new mark is 58 or 59 or something else, do we base a game around that mark? Do we just go back to 56, breaking that? And that is something I will let you figure out, because I've run out of thoughts around that.
Well, another season where you don't have to really concern yourself with what to do in that eventuality. Greg Klayman, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, friends, colleagues, listeners, whatever, who have a love-hate relationship with the game. And I've assured all of them that they should not direct all those feelings to you. I mean, maybe the love, but not the hate. You don't deserve it.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll take whatever I can get.
Thank you for inventing this this crazy thing, and thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. Good talking to you.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Just a really fascinating conversation between Spiegs and Greg Klayman, again, the inventor of Beat the Streak. Before we get to my BTS picks for the final day of the regular season, I want to remind you that you will have two options in the MLB Play app to play along this postseason, even though Beat the Streak will be done after today until next season. The postseason version of Base Chase, where you can play for your chance of $50,000, and the postseason bracket challenge, where a perfect bracket can get you $100,000. I am for sure gunning for that grand prize. So you've got those two options. We will detail those further tomorrow on BTS Daily.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
16 games on the final day of the regular season, and the playoff bracket is set in stone after the Braves clinched the NL East last night in Miami. The Phillies lost in Houston. So the Astros and Yankees own the top two seeds in the American League. The Dodgers and the Braves own the top two seeds in the National League. They will both get a bye from this weekend's wild card round. Starting Friday in the American League, it will be Guardians-Rays in the 3-6 matchup and Blue Jays versus Mariners in the 4-5. In the National League, Mets-Padres in the 4-5 and Cardinals-Phillies in the 3-6. This weekend will certainly be a fun appetizer for the playoffs. And again, Spiegs and I will make our postseason predictions on tomorrow's episode. But we do have business to get to. I want to end the season on a high note. I've got to build some momentum for 2023. As of today, will have any impact on my BTS success next year. But I've got three picks for you. We're going to go 3-for-3, assuming that all three of these cats are in the lineup today. Fourth pick number one. How about our guy, Stephen Kwan? The rookie is 3-for-5 this season against Royals starter John Hazely. Kwan has a hit in 14 of his last 16 games. I believe he gets one today in Cleveland. Fourth pick number two. This one is part analytical and part anecdotal. Xander Bogaerts could be playing his final home game in Boston today with free agency looming. He's got to get a knock, right? Bogaerts is 5-for-8 in his career against Rays starter Josh Fleming. The Rays have nothing to play for anymore, and Bogaerts hit a grand slam last night. I think he has a big day today. And then fourth pick number three, look, Graham Ashcraft of the Reds has been pretty bad lately. He's given up 23 hits in 13-plus innings over his last three games. Good for a .390 batting average against. The Reds host the Cubs today in the season finale, and Ian Happ can't go the full series without getting a hit in Cincinnati, right? Ian Happ owns Great American Small Park. I think he goes yard off of Ashcraft today. And yes, the last fourth pick of the season comes against my beloved Cincinnati Reds. Subscribe now to BTS Daily Inside the Hits wherever you get your podcast, because you do not want to miss one more episode tomorrow. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that Stephen Kwan, Xander Bogaerts, Ian Happ, and whoever you're picking today on the final day of MLB's regular season, hit them where they ain't.
Woo!